following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Home Depot is rolling out a new way to do any paint project faster. New Behr Premium Plus Ultra with stain blocking, now just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one now has powerful new stain blocking for the toughest jobs and better adhesion on almost any surface. Time to roll with new improved Behr Ultra, the newest way to a faster paint project. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Well, folks, summer's here, and for a lot of us, that means taking a vacation we've been looking forward to all year. But how can you make the most of your destination city when you get there? Easy. Just download the StubHub app to your phone, and you'll know exactly what's happening wherever you end up. Concerts, theater, sports, everything going on will be right there in front of you. And you can grab tickets right from your phone. So grab the StubHub app today, and happy traveling.
StubHub!
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Already took care of that. Doug Duda, Mark Baldwin with you on today's program. The second day of August. Cox Classic is underway in Omaha. We'll get you an update on the leaderboard here in just a little bit. Scott Gucheski, John Hurley, John Peterson, Steve Friesen, all among the early tee times as far as notable names that you may recognize. 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. And you can join us on the program today. Also, the Dent Popper inbox. Send us your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPN. Superstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Jerry Sandusky is just maintaining his innocence and distraught over the NCAA penalties issued to Penn State football. Shocking. Phone interview with his attorney, Joe Amendola, yesterday with the Associated Press says Sandusky was beside himself over the sanctions. Well, nobody else is because he's in solitary. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN. Glad to have you along. We'll be talking about Nate Shielhouse, Big Ten football, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, Tom Dienhardt is going to join us from the Big Ten Network, football analyst. And he has just put out on BTN.com 10 reasons to be excited for Nebraska in 2012. And the number one reason, an improved Taylor Martinez. Mm. So there you go. We'll talk about that. Also tomorrow, Brian Munson is going to join us. We'll chat Husker recruiting, the young man that has moved up LaCourcher to Lincoln Southwest to play with them, and we'll see what that means for Christian and some other visitors, possible commits, some other offers that Nebraska has thrown out there as well. American Legion Baseball, congratulations to all the champions, including Sutton, and Mark Baldwin in with me today on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, man?
Hey, I just couldn't get my tee time at the Cox Classic, so I came here instead. I just missed out, but that's all right. It's great to be back again, and loved listening to you guys last week in Chicago. I felt really sorry for the Purdue and the Indiana guys. Those Purdue guys really, really wanted to talk to somebody, and it was nice you guys were there. That's all I can say.
That's what we do. What? You guys don't have to go. You don't have to go across the street to talk to Aaron Andrews or ESPN. Yeah. Or okay, sit on down.
Just come on in, and they really didn't want to leave either. Could you just talk to us for a little while longer? We feel lonely here. That's right. So I want to talk a little bit about this Tyler Martinez thing. being the Husker fan that I am, what about the improvement of Tyler Martinez? How's that going?
Never heard of him.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Never heard of him, but that Taylor Martinez, he's amazing. You know,
see, that's how much I really take care of the Husker quarterback.
It still amazes me, the quote fans out there that want to bag on him. It does amaze him. But here's the 10 reasons real quick. Number one, an improved Taylor Martinez. Number two, Rex Burkhead. Number three, a deep receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Really?
What about, why not Rex number one, though?
Well,
I mean, he's the key to this year.
Well, Rex, that's it. Either Rex is number one or he's like number eight, because you just count on him.
Well,
yeah. He's steady. You know he's going to be there.
All right.
He's got the O-line number four, Brett Maher number five, motivation number six. There is a sense of urgency for the program as it enters its fifth season under Bo Pelini. The Cornhuskers have won 9, 10, 10, and 9 games in the first 4 seasons under Pelini. But Big Red Nation wants more. It wants the program's first conference title since winning the 1999 Big 12 title. This is where motivation and preparation could intersect in a big season, or at least that's the hope. 7, secondary. This group has a chance to be the strongest unit on a defense that has a lot to prove after ranking 7th in the Big Ten. Damian Stafford may be the top player. Corner duo of Andrew Green and transfer Mohamed Cisse could be formidable. The D-line is 8th, year 2 under Tim Beck, and the schedule is 10th, saying it is built for a fast start, even with the trip to UCLA and Jim Moore Jr. coaching. But we'll talk with Tom tomorrow.
I think the defense is going to be a big key for us. And me calling Taylor Tyler's like Mark Sanchez being called Tim. So I'm just practicing for
I'm Mark. Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah,
I know you are.
Yeah.
Scott Gucheski not off to a great start when you got to go low at Cox Classic. He is even through 12 holes today. He had an early tee time when it's 7:30. He's playing with Jason Gore, and they're slapping it around. He's even through 13. 6 under par is your lead right now through 14 holes for Nick Flanagan and Brian Stewart. And I'm going to be honest with you, as I look at the top 20, 25, I mean, you've got to pay attention to know some of these guys. Boy.
How many of those do you know?
I've heard of Chris Wilson. He's 5 under through 11. Wow.
Okay.
Jim Henman, Jeff Cousert, Steve LeBrun, Justin Boley, Russ Henley, Luke Guthrie, Scott Perrell, Brad Elder, Jason Allred, Rich Barcelo, Ben Briscoe, Stuart Anderson, Cameron Percy, Fran Quinn. He's in there at 3 under through the front 9. Alex Coe, Andy Bear, Robert Streb, Jose Toledo, Travis Hampshire, Ryan Yip. No.
He's got the yips.
You can't golf.
You can't be a golfer and have a name of Yip.
Ryan Yip from Canada.
How do you putt?
Then you get Scott Sterling, and I've heard of Michael Putnam because he's done well at the Cox Classic before. 2 under through 12. So
wow.
There you go. Find out where Hurley is, would you, Jeffrey? He had a later tee time. He's probably not quite through his first 9 holes today, but I didn't see him. There he is. John is 1 under through 6 holes.
That's not bad, being 1 under. I mean, you got to, like you said, you got to get a fast start out there. But 1 under is not, I'd be happy with 1
well,
under.
I was 1 under the other day through 2 holes.
Were you?
Yeah.
That is impressive for you. That's very good. And then what happened?
I did make the birdie putt after a near hole in one, and I felt pretty cool about that.
Well, that's good.
And then yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the next.
So it was a good start through 2 holes. But there you go. And you got to feel for the Hurleys and any of these Nebraska guys because, you know, everybody's pulling for – this is their hardest tournament because everybody's pulling for them
yes.
so strongly that they want to not only play well for themselves but for the crowd and the enthusiasm's there. And we'll see how that all breaks down. We'll follow that throughout the day.
And there's another big golf tournament going on with the with all the big shots and Tiger and all them this weekend. So everybody will be attuned to that. And then the Olympics, of course. And I'm sure you haven't missed hardly any of the Olympics. The swimming, the big badminton. Is it the badminton controversy?
Oh, yeah. Over here checking that out right now.
I figured you were. Yeah, throwing some badminton games and handball. And, boy, it's just been so exciting. I have not been able to just turn the television off in the last 3 or 4 days because it's just been wire-to-wire excitement. So there you go. And if you know me any at all, you know that's a complete lie because I can get into the Olympics when we get to the track and field this weekend or next week. But and Michael Phelps, you don't watch it. But the USA guys are doing pretty well in swimming, so and so that's good. And, of course, the women U.S. gymnasts to taking the gold, that was nice. But, okay, I filled all I can. Now you're on your own. What's going
on? Well, Serena Williams moves into the semifinals at Wimbledon / the Olympics today. And the lead headline right now on ESPN.com, as you were speaking of badminton, DQ'd badminton coaches probed.
Oh, no.
I thought it was bad just getting thrown out.
I did, too. But now you're getting disqualified because you threw a badminton match in the Olympics. Now, is that as big a thing as throwing a baseball game?
Well, I hope they don't lose their shuttlecock endorsement. I mean, we threw that out yesterday on the show. How many times do you get to bring up shuttlecock? Once every 4 years.
At least. Only during this time of year.
888-455-ESPN or email us to the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
One more thing while I'm on the gripe session here. Yeah. What about this thing with the Redskins and the Bills? Now, they're being investigated for a bounty, and now the Saints, didn't we just lose some guys?
They must have not really done it.
So they didn't do it. They just discussed
it. Like the Saints had
a meeting. Yeah, had a meeting, and because now when I walk in, I saw on ESPN that they were not going to be penalized, and I thought maybe they would give them some wins during the years that they were doing that. You can't take away any because they didn't have very many during those years. And the Browns Cleveland Browns sold today to the gentleman that owns the Pilot truck stops that you see as you drive up and down the interstate. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Cool. There you go. 888-455-ESPN. That is the number if you want to fire in on this Olympic stuff today. How about Jordan Larson on the brink of becoming a world superstar here, the way she's playing for the United States volleyball team, one of the top players on a elite. I mean, they're number one in the world, and you're one of the top players. Jordan Larson out of tiny Hooper, Nebraska, played Class C volleyball. Just an amazing, amazing talent.
But just goes to show how great volleyball is in the state of Nebraska. Really, we have some great talent out of here, out of the state, and to go on and to represent us in the United States, that's just awesome. And that does bring a lot of people. I mean, that's the one thing everybody's watching is the volleyball matches and all that because there's some ties there. So
we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as we do, the Cox Classic going on. We have a pair of tickets for the remaining days of the Cox Classic. If you're going to Omaha and you would like a pair of tickets to get into the grounds and into the clubhouse and into a viewing box just for listening to the show, give us a buzz right now. You will have to pick them up at the studios, or if you're going maybe on Sunday, we'll drop them in the mail. Saturday, we'll drop them in the mail, but then that's at your own risk. 888-455-3776 if you'd like a pair of tickets to this weekend's Cox Classic. We'll be back. Nate Shieldhouse, Illinois quarterback, and more after this.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. And find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There are happy hours, and then there are HK happy hours. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to take advantage of the best happy hours around. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you get a buck off all long necks. Thursdays, it's $1.50 pints. Fridays, all drinks are half price from 3 to 6. And on Saturdays, tackle our $2.50 24-ounce big cans of beer. On Sundays, it's 11-buck 100-ounce towers and 12-buck buckets. And remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better direct-to-you VIP offers and monthly gift card drawings.
The Kearney Country Club invites you to register today for their annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble August 4th and 5th. Your entry fee includes 2 rounds of golf, cart, steak dinner, Calcutta, and 4 complimentary drink tickets. Friday includes a practice round and 6 p.m. shootout. Get your entries in today for the preferred tee time of 8 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. Saturday, with everyone going Sunday at 10. You can download an entry form at ESPNSuperstation.com or call the Pro Shop to enter your team in the annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble at the Kearney Country Club.
Partly sunny skies today. Showers and storms early on, then redeveloping in the afternoon with a high temperature reaching to 96. Winds going northeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance of storms, low 68.
Right now, it's 79.
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to be talking with Sutton baseball coach Steve Sponberg here in just a couple of minutes on the program. Plus, keeping you up to date on the Cox Classic, which is currently airing on the Golf Channel. They're showing some of the golfers throwing out the first pitches at the Storm Chasers game. That's quite a do for a golfer there.
Yeah.
That's a mullet, and he brought the heat, and that's pretty cool. So there you go. Plenty of seats still available for the Storm Chasers.
Is there? Yeah, it's, well, you know, it's been a little hot this year. Come on, give them a break.
Beautiful ballpark here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Mark Baldwin with you on this Thursday. Nate Shieldhouse, the quarterback from Illinois, also going to join us in the second half of the program. At Midway, they've been named the best new and used car dealer in the Kearney Reader's Choice Awards, and they are going to take care of you because why would you be voted the best if you didn't take care of your customers? They're the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest and the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska. Don't forget, the Mopar Express Lane is open for you in GM Quick Lane. No appointment necessary. Get a 30-minute oil change for less than $30, plus a free 27-point inspection and car wash. Think Midway.com. Midway, a better way. Stop by and see him taking care of central Nebraska. Andy Ryan, all the great sales team out there, and their top-of-the-line mechanics. Nobody better than the group at the Midway Auto Dealership.
So, anyway, we had the state baseball, and congratulations to Gehring, Gehring out west.
Wow, we don't see that very often.
No, not very often, so congratulations to them. And, of course, now the two in Class A, now they go on to North Dakota, is that correct?
Yep, they're going on to Dickinson, and what a run last night by a Papillion. They got the bats rolling and scored 34 runs in 2 games. Needed to beat Millard South. They beat them 19-8, fell behind 5-0 in the second game, and then end up winning it by a score of 15-5.
Wow.
I'm about ready to go off here, Mark. I think you can tell on this on a totally different subject.
I know.
The top is about ready to blow. Jeff, hang up on him. Just hang up on him. That's all you got to do. If you don't know what you're winning when you call the show, come on, people. All right. In other baseball last night,
we're going to have some counseling here, too.
Yeah, I'm about ready to blow a gasket. I love them all, but really, show some respect. Show just a little bit of respect. Class B, Aurora got beat out in the first game last night by Roncalli 5-2, and then Gehring beat Roncalli 5-1. Class C, it was Sutton winning the championship game 8-0 over Waterloo Valley, and Waterloo Valley got there by beating West Point 12-11. There's also something that's unusual. The host usually just fill in the host role, but Waterloo Valley went all the way through and made it to the championship. And Class A juniors, Grand Island Wells Fargo, lost in the finals to Millard West 6-4, and Omaha Creighton Prep, the other Class A team that made it to Dickinson, North Dakota. They beat Westside last night 9-0 after Prep beat Bellevue West. So Prep came all the way back through that loser. Well, not all the way. West beat them, and then they had to beat them back there. So there you go. That's what's going on with American Legion Baseball. And as we said, Steve Sponberg and Sutton does it again. They've done it with the juniors. Now they do it with the seniors. And a lot will be put on Lance. He's just an outstanding. His son, Lance Sponberg, threw a one-hit shutout last night, 8-0. And obviously he can throw on the mound against anybody. He beat Grand Island earlier this year, and but it's not just Lance. We've seen these kids play football. We've seen these kids play basketball. Very solid athletes over there right now running through Sutton. And Coach, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and congratulations on the championship.
Well, thank you much, Doug. It's always a thrill to win a championship, and I've been fortunate enough over my career to have some really good athletes and coach them, and you know, to win last night was a great accomplishment for these kids because I know they worked really hard.
Yeah, is Lance finally going to graduate, or has he still got another year of eligibility for you?
He's going to graduate. I think he's looking forward to maybe getting out of the house a little bit, maybe getting out on his own. But he's been an outstanding athlete for us and up at the school and for a number of years now, and in a variety of sports. And I think that's all contributed to his success, whether it be on the baseball field or the basketball court or the golf course for that matter. He's been in some situations like that, so he always has stepped up and done a nice job, and I guess that was one of the reasons that I left Kearney a couple of years ago. I wanted to watch him play, and although I missed that association with the Kearney situation, people have been great there to me. I'm certainly glad that I got the opportunity. So last night was maybe the last time I'll coach him, and I enjoyed watching the game.
Doug Duda and Mark Baldwin here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking to Coach Steve Sponberg. Obviously, Sponge, got to ask you this because I've heard it so much here over the last couple of days. Will you consider coming back to Kearney since Arch just can't get this team to the finals?
Well, it's not Brad Archer, I can tell you that. He's probably as good a coach as there is in the state. So, you know, those tournaments are always difficult when you play in them because who you might match up with and things of that nature. So, you know, I haven't even thought about that or anything. Brad's done a great job, and so has Matt. And those are two guys that I worked hand-in-hand with, and they made actually me a lot better when I was there. So I don't think that's an issue at all. So.
Oh, he's outstanding. They had a great year, great year.
Right.
Talking about your son, what's his future plans?
Well, right now I think he's going to go. He's signed to play at Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa, and he had a number of other schools, the smaller schools in the GPAC that are around here that talked to him, and I think they were all very, very good. The Dones, the Midlands, the Hastings Colleges, and Morningside probably showed the most interest, and all of them sounded like they had fabulous coaches, and I know it was a decision that I just kind of left up to him to make. And so he's going to go there, and he's going to have an opportunity to pitch and maybe even play a little defensive position for him, and I think that was one thing. And I know they talked to him a little bit about basketball, so you know, he's got a couple of options there, although it's difficult to play two sports and really be great or really good as you can be at both. But I think he's going to go there and try. And I know he worked out a little bit for UNK, and Nebraska had talked to him earlier, but I don't think they were overly interested, which is fine. And I was just very appreciative of those guys being very honest and saying exactly where they thought he fell into their program. So they were honest with him, and I can certainly live with that as a coach. And so I think he's made a decision where he's going to go and maybe have an opportunity to continue his career at least a little while in baseball if he practices and plays hard. So.
Steve Sponberg joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sutton winning the Class C Senior State Championship last night in Valley. Sponge, what did you guys do the off time in Valley, you know, the metro area?
Well, you know, it was a tough turnout. We were not a team that probably wore the ball out as far as offensively. So we pitched and played defense really well through the tournament. We were really fortunate in the first-round game. We got through a Valparaiso team that was actually Raymond Central High School, and they drew from a little bit bigger area. And won that game in 12 innings. And so, you know, when you win a game in 12 innings, you really tax your pitching staff. And I know Lance started that game and actually went about 10, and then we had another kid come in and get the last two. uncharacteristic of myself, we squeezed in the winning run. So we were really fortunate there. Usually we just like to hit it in, but I didn't quite have the offense that we had in Kearney at times. But our kids executed and did really well. So we won that first game in 12 innings. And then really just went on the rest of the way, and we won games against Valley in the second round 2-0, and then we beat a Pender team that I thought was outstanding and beat them 5-4. And then we were kind of in that difficult situation where we were playing that game just to continue in the tournament. West Point did beat us and played outstanding and deserved to win the game. 3-0, and then really we exploded last night when we score 8 runs against quality competition. That's an explosion for us. So we won 8-0, got a good pitching performance, and scored 4 in the first, which really helped. And, you know, it was a difficult situation. We played Valley, and they had to play right ahead of us at about 4 o'clock, and it was about 104 degrees at that time there, and not much wind. So I'm sure that took a little bit out of them, but when we were able to jump on them early and then Lance threw a fairly decent ball game, you know, it gave us the opportunity to win it, and our kids, you know, played solidly. We didn't make a lot of errors through the tournament, played good defense, pitched well, and scored enough runs to win.
Spudge, talk about the loss to West Point. Did that put any pressure on? As some folks may not know, they make the teams play. You were guaranteed after winning that winner's bracket game against Pender that you were going to be in the finals, but they don't want to give you a day off and give you the advantage of the pitching and all that. So West Point had to beat you to stay alive, which they did. But did that set any nerves going into last night?
Well, I think there was some anxiety there without a question, because we'd won a number of ball games in a row, and now all of a sudden when you're beaten, and they deserve to win the game. Their pitcher threw a great game, and they hit the ball well, and we hit some balls hard but right at people, and they played outstanding defense. So when you lose that game, then it kind of puts, I'm sure, a little bit of a doubt. But I think our kids were confident. We felt like we played a really good schedule for our class anyway throughout the year. We played some A schools during the course of the year, a number of B schools, and then some tournaments there. And then the Davenport Edgar team, which is right in our area, is an outstanding team in our class. So we'd played a lot of good teams, so we felt like, I think, our kids were confident. And we're also, I think, the big advantage is when we beat Pender the third night to get to the finals, it gave us an opportunity, having thrown Lance the first day of the tournament, to be on 4 days rest, and our second pitcher through the second day of the tournament, and so he was on 3 days rest, and we just threw our third and fourth pitchers the next 2 days, and that's what we tried to develop throughout the year, was a pitching staff. And that's not always easy to do in Class C, but that's how fortunate I've been here. We've really had some guys that have really stepped up and performed well on the mound. Besides just my son, we had 3 or 4 other kids that really threw some good innings for us. So we were kind of be able to play it by the textbook and right down the line. So we felt we were well rested on the mound as compared to what they were, because they had to really fight, and they won the stay alive game right ahead of us 11-10. So it was a game where they used a lot of pitching, and the game played out for quite a number of, you know, a couple 3 hours. We felt like we were in the best shape we could, but there was certainly no guarantee we were going to win the game.
Spudge, talk about a couple of those other kids that really shined along with Lance during this last week.
Well, I'll tell you, our pitching staff was Lance probably headed it up, but Reed Stone was a kid that really pitched well for us all year. He's not going to overpower you, but he throws a lot of strikes. And I think that would be the thing if we talked about our pitching staff. We didn't walk a lot of people. We did not necessarily strike out a lot of people, but we certainly weren't giving them base runners by walk. We also played very well defensively, so we didn't give a lot of teams runners with errors. So we forced teams to hit to beat us, and I always felt like, even in Class A when I was at Kearney, that was a key factor. You just couldn't give people base runners, make them hit to beat. And sometimes you'd run across teams that could do that, but a lot of times not, and especially down in Class C, it's probably even more apparent. So Reed Stone was our number two. Brody Yost was a left-handed pitcher, and you don't see a lot of those down here. Pitched very, very well for us throughout the course of the year. Max Olson became our 4, and Sam Grease our 5. So we were really blessed with 5 guys that, for us during the course of the year, all probably threw over 30 innings of work. So when you can do that, then you can play a large volume of games, which we did. And are able to at least be competitive in most of those games. So our pitching staff, like I said, was really good, and offensively we were just good enough to score enough runs. We won a lot of games, low-scoring ball games, and I think that's a tribute to our kids and the competitiveness. A lot of these kids that played on this team are multi-sport athletes, people that do a lot of things for us here at our school, and I know they're starting conditioning today in football, so we got done last night, and we were up there this morning.
Yeah, give them a day. Come on, people. Success. The price is success. Steve, before we let you go, I got an email here. This comes from Greg. He says, ask Coach if genetics played a part in Lance's success.
Well, I'd like to say that, but I there's too many people around the Kearney area that watch some of my career that are still alive, so I'm certainly not going to say that. I had a great time when I played at Kearney State way back then. Probably a lot of people don't even realize the name was that way then, but no, he's, like I said, I hit him a lot of ground balls when he was younger. We played a lot of catch in the yard and learned a lot from Brad Archer and people like that over in Kearney of how to pitch and how to do things like that, so... kind of worked with him, but he's his own person. He has, I would like to say we followed in his father's footsteps, but he's a little bit better than I was.
Well, Steve, it was a great effort by the entire team, and again, congratulations on the championship, and hey, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you again soon.
Anytime, Doug. I appreciate it.
Take care. Steve Sponberg, head coach at Sutton, a state championship for Sutton. And congratulations to their entire organization, ball club, and community. And our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Breakfast is served daily. Try their sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich or some hotcakes. I love getting the ham croissant sandwich because it's just different. You get some tater tots. Oh, good. Then depending on what kind of mood you're in, maybe you wash it down with orange juice, maybe a big old Dr. Pepper. It's so good at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Doug Duda, Mark Baldwin, pinch hitting with me today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keeping an eye on the Cox Classic and the first official college football poll is out. Are you excited? You hold it in your hands.
I'm wondering what coaches they polled. I thought it was college football coaches, but I'm not sure.
We will tell you who's number one and where the Huskers are right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some? It's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
What do you know about this recall place?
Doug, stay away from them. Mess with your mind, man.
There is a place where your greatest fantasies...
You want to be rich and famous?
We'll give you the memory.
Can be yours.
You're not going to want to come back.
What is it? What's wrong?
Why are you trying to kill me?
Your memory was replaced. Your mind was implanted with a life you think you've lived.
Tomorrow.
I want him alive.
What is real?
The future hangs on what you do next.
What is recall?
I want to remember.
Total Recall. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Tomorrow.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies today, showers and storms early on, then redeveloping in the afternoon with a high temperature reaching to 96. Winds going northeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance of storms, low 68.
Right now, it's 79.
What? It's August?
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
Till we get a BB!
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 Boom! BB!
Boom! BB!
Only by 15 teams, apparently. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Mark Baldwin co-hosted with me on today's program. The USA Today Coaches Football Poll is out. The first meaningful poll, because it does help determine the BCS standings and who plays for the national championship. And these polls are important because you draw that line around number 10, and anything below 10, you're pretty much going to have to go undefeated to have a chance. If you're in the top 10, especially in the top 5, and you're the LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma, the people that are always there, you can lose a game and definitely have a chance to get back to the national championship game. So here we go. Number one, LSU by 4 total points, 1,403 to 1,399 over Alabama. But for the first time in a while, the top three teams very close in the number one votes. LSU is first with 18, Alabama's number two with 20, and USC, Southern Cal, is third with 19. One first place vote for Oklahoma, who is fourth. One first place vote for Florida State, who is seventh. So it's LSU, Alabama, Southern Cal, Oklahoma, and Oregon are the top five. Georgia, Florida State, Michigan, South Carolina, and Arkansas round out your top 10. West Virginia is number 11. Wisconsin is number 12. I'll have to say I'm a little surprised, Mark, because my feeling this whole offseason is that Wisconsin was the favorite to win the Big Ten championship. Yes. But according to the coaches' poll, Michigan is.
And I agree with that. I think Michigan will be the one, and I am surprised that Michigan isn't higher in the coaches' poll.
You are high. Michigan State is 13th, Clemson is 14th, and Texas is 15th. Even though they sucked last year, they are 15th this year, and Nebraska is 16th. Ladies and gentlemen, they are 16th. They finished last year 24th. They're 501 points. Is 2 total points ahead of TCU, 4 points ahead of Stanford. So they're 16th, very close to being 18th. So Nebraska, TCU, Stanford, Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech is 20th. And rounding out the top 25, Kansas State, number 21. Boise State, will you never learn, voters? They are 22nd. Florida is 23rd, and that keeps alive their string of being ranked in the top 25 for how many years is it, Jeff? Yeah. Okay. And then Notre Dame is 24th and Auburn is 25th. Florida has been in every preseason poll since USA Today took that over. Now, Ohio State is ineligible. Penn State is ineligible. And North Carolina is ineligible to be in the poll. But, Mark, Notre Dame is 24th.
Okay. All right. Let's examine this now, can we?
Sure.
All right. Okay. So what else are we going to talk about?
Notre Dame is 24th.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the 6th consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
There you go.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Notre Dame.
Well, they didn't finish.
And I'm Catholic, so.
I know you are. But they didn't finish last year ranked, so I guess they're pretty happy with their 24th ranking. I don't disagree with Alabama being number two. I thought USC would be number one. LSU would probably be number three. And Oklahoma, I guess, should be very happy. I thought Florida State and Michigan would be a little bit higher. But otherwise, it's not a bad top ten.
Let's take a look. More preseason watch awards are out today. And sophomore Amir Abdullah added to the Huskers' preseason watch list today. He's named to the Paul Horning list, the award given annually to the most versatile player in major college football. There's 49 players on that list, and Amir Abdullah's on it. Senior Cameron Meredith is also on the Ted Hendricks watch list. The Hendricks Award goes to the best defensive end in the conference. Two-year starter for the Blackshirts, making 27 straight starts over the last 2 years. So there's a couple of Husker sporting notes coming your way here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We had a chance to catch up with Nate Shielhouse at Big Ten Media Days, and our Big Ten reports brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you need some new furniture for your home, your bedroom, your office, your den, maybe the kid's going off to college, you need to find them something, they're going to be able to take care of you and at no better price. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. As we caught up with Illinois quarterback Nate Shielhouse. Our continuing coverage of the Big Ten Conference takes us to Illinois, and quarterback Nate Shielhouse joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug and Daddy, Daddy not here. Doug is here. Nate Shielhouse is here. Nate, thanks so much for the time. How are you surviving today?
So far, so good. It hasn't been too bad of a day. I'm definitely enjoying it, trying to take it all in. It's an honor and a privilege to be here, so I'm enjoying it to the max.
When we talk to Coach and when we talk to Graham, obviously you guys have an easy thing to look at. A great start, the stumble in the middle, new coach, you win your bowl game. When you look back at last season, how do you assess it?
You know, it was an up-and-down season. There's no doubt about it. We got off to a fast start, felt good about what we're doing, and then you know, we had a situation at the end of the season that none of us expected. And I felt like I've learned a whole lot of you know, just from it, because we had some of the highest of highs and some of the lowest of lows. But it's something that you find out, you know, how small margin of error there is between, you know, winning a football game in this conference and losing. You know, it comes down to 2-3 plays every game, and if you don't make them, that other team's always going to be there to make those plays. That's the conference that we played in. That's what you signed up for when you came to the Big Ten Conference. So, you know, we just got to get better at being consistent.
What is your feeling this year compared to the feeling you had going into last year? Of course, you have another year of experience and maturity, but is the feeling still the same in optimism, or with that maturity, do you have some new thoughts?
I think there is a whole lot of optimism, and you feel a little more confident just because of the maturity. Obviously, I've been in this conference for 2 years, and just been a part of what it's all about and learned a whole lot from it. You know, but going into this year with Coach Beckman coming in, there's a lot of optimism, a lot of excitement. And as players, we're just excited to get out there on the field because, you know, it's that time where you've been grinding in summer workouts, doing all the conditioning, and you're just ready for the season to get here.
What's different about the new coaching staff when you have maybe a little bit of a new playbook you got to look at?
Yeah, as far as the playbook goes, our offense will look a whole lot different. We'll be more up-tempo. We'll spread things out a little more. You know, so I think from a fan's perspective, our offense will look a whole lot different. But at the end of the day, it's about execution. It's about making the plays that are there, X's and O's. You know, at the end of the day, are only going to matter so much. What matters is the players making the plays. Coaches are always going to put you in the right position. You know, it comes down to, you know, what we're all about.
Illinois quarterback Nate Shielhouse with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Personally, you've had some pretty good success. Did you feel that you could have that kind of success that early in your college career?
Yeah, I did. It was something that, you know, I thought I'd get that opportunity to play pretty early at Illinois if I did the right things. And fortunately, it worked out pretty well. But, you know, for any quarterback and really for any player, especially in this conference, if you rest on your loins and think you've made it, you know, you'll get a rude awakening pretty quick. So I know there's a lot that I need to improve on, and I look forward to doing that, you know, this year.
Can you talk about the advantages you had growing up with a father that had went through most of the same things you're going through now?
Yeah, it helped out a lot. And the biggest thing that he always told me, and I think I've always tried to do a good job of, is just taking everything in and enjoying every moment and not letting a day go by where where you had regrets or didn't do everything you could to be a better football player. Just because he said, the time goes by fast. He was at Iowa for 4 years, five including his redshirt, and he talks about how fast it went by, and I'm kind of in the same situation, redshirt my first year, 2 years in the books, and all of a sudden I'm on that downhill slope where college football is coming to an end pretty soon. So I'm just trying to enjoy every day. You get a chance like media day, you enjoy things like this because in 10 years that nobody's going to care what the heck my opinion is on how anybody's going to do this season.
What's so fun about Illinois football, playing football?
The most exciting thing is just the tradition and being a part of that. It's been an awesome situation just to be with the players I'm around, to be a part of the tradition I'm in, and to play in a conference like this.
Illinois quarterback Nate Shieldhouse joining us here for just another minute. Talk about your wide receiving core, what you've got to work with this year.
Yeah, obviously we had a big loss in A.J. Jenkins, and he was a heck of a player for us and did some really good things. But that's the beauty of college football. Every year there's great players that leave. There's great people that step up, and we're looking forward to some of those young guys like Darius Milines, like Ryan Lankford, Spencer Harris, that they can step up at the receiving core and be those players that, where do those guys come from,
They want to let you get to lunch, but you've got a young man in Tommy Davis that is coming to join your football program. We're starting to see that a guy plays football somewhere and then comes over and joins you for a year. What do you know about him?
Yeah, I think just this week I learned a whole lot about him. We had our testing and our vertical jump and our broad jump throw, and I think he was top three, top five on the team in both of those things. He's an explosive guy. He's a guy that has been on the field. I actually played against him a couple of years ago. And
he didn't catch any of your passes.
He didn't. He did not catch any of my passes. I tried to jump over him a couple of times and got over him a little bit on the first time. He caught me on the second one. We're excited about having him. Not only is he a good football player, good athlete, but he's a good person to be around. He's been great in our workouts and great just trying to learn what we're all about.
And finally, before we let you out of here, what's it going to take to get that premier win, to take that step that this program wants over, pick whoever you want, a Michigan and Ohio State, a top 15 team?
I think it takes two things. It takes believing that you're going to win. Usually the team that believes they're going to win does at the end of the day, and the team who doesn't, not a lot of times does get wins like that. So the team that walks in and it feels like, there's no way that we're going to lose this game, finds a way to win at the end of the day. And then, it takes consistency, because, when you play against great teams like that, you're only going to get so many opportunities to make big plays to put points on the board or to stop teams. And you have to be ready when that time comes, because, preparation and opportunity will meet, and that's when you find out what you're all about.
Well, we'll let you get out of here. I'm sure you'll be back next year going through all this again, and then we'll get to actually talk about Nebraska and Illinois playing against each other.
That'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And it's a little bit away, but, I'm more than excited about that.
There's a lot of great places to play football in this conference, home or away,
and we're
looking forward to seeing Illinois. Have a great season, Nate.
Thanks
for giving us some time.
Yep, no doubt. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Nate Shieldhouse, starting quarterback for the Fighting Illini, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and we will take a break and be back with more after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. During the summer, it seems like everybody's on a different schedule. Vacations, shorter days, working remotely. So meeting all your clients and colleagues in person, sometimes it's virtually impossible. That's why we recommend in the Herd, GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It lets you meet face-to-face no matter where you are this summer. So you're at work, but one of your clients is at their beach house. No problem with GoToMeeting by Citrix. It takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in group HD video. You can even join from an iPad, and you get to see all your attendees eye to eye while collaborating from all over the country. During the summer, everybody's on a different schedule. Now meet your clients and colleagues in person, no matter where they are. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin, and be sure to use the promo code Colin.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Builders does the Dog Days of Summer Best this Saturday, August 4th, to help raise funds for the Kearney Area Animal Shelter. The games and activities planned for you and your dog include the canine dog demonstration at 10:30. At 11 is the doggy wash, dollar hot dogs, pet portraits, and adopt a dog. Play games like the agility course, hot dog dunk, water relay, Snoopy Says, and at 1:30, the look-alike contest. Check the complete schedule at buildersne.com. The Dog Days of Summer this Saturday at Builders in Kearney.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
The season is ready to roll. Everyone's checking out the up-and-comers. See who's stepping up. Hear who's tumbling down the depth chart.
First down from the 15. They hand it off to Hamlin. Looks for a lane. 10-5. Touchdown.
Finally, it's football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
Partly sunny skies today, showers and storms early on, then redeveloping in the afternoon with a high temperature reaching to 96. Winds going northeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance of storms, low 68.
Right now, it's 79.
I got my first real six string, loaded at the five and done. Played it till my fingers bled.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let us take you home here today. Doug Duda and Mark Baldwin with you on the program today. Golf notes, so we're going to update the Cox Classic before we sign off here in just a couple of minutes. But Riley Reinertsen is tied for third going into the third of four rounds today at the PGA Junior National Championship in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He backed up his first round, 3-under par 69 with a 2-under par 70. I sent messages back and forth with his father, Paul, who gave me a little bit more background on it. He's tied for third. He's two shots off the lead, and you can get that on the leaderboard. And if you Google the Junior PGA National, it's at Fort Wayne. You'll find that there is a leaderboard, but it wasn't alive. It'll just let you know what happened afterwards. Danielle Lemick, by the way, shot better yesterday, a 75, but it looks like she missed the cut by one shot, which is amazing. Got to be like the getting back to that, evidently the Golf Channel was showing a little bit of it, and they followed him around. Reinertsen had it to 8-under, but then had three bogeys on the back, which is like a whole month for him of bogeys, which slipped him back to 5-under. But he's only two back, and a great course. It's playing almost to 7,300 yards. Jack Nicklaus designed it, and he is already on the course today, and we will update you this afternoon on how Riley Reinertsen is sitting. He is having an amazing summer, especially now. Mitchell Clues is outstanding from Plainview, and he beat him again this year at the high school tournament. But since then, Reinertsen has been on fire. Clues has been doing some great things, and so keeping an eye on that, and we'll let you know. Did you know that the United Football League was coming back, and do you care? The Omaha Nighthawks are now part of a four-team league.
I thought it was gone forever, so no, I really don't care. I'm very passionate about the NFL, but the UFL came and went, and now it's coming back. And what is a four-team league going to do? What are they going to do? Play each other, you know, every other week? That just kind of sounds boring. And just let it go. Let it go. You're not ever going to compete with the NFL. You're not going to find some farm league like NBA has and now golf has with the, you know. When did we lose? By the way, when did Nationwide Tour become the Web.com Tour? When did that happen? Somebody clue me in on that when they started out the year in one tour, and then we ended up with a web.com tour.
Well, they told us this when we went down for Media Days for the Cox Classic, and that's why I do stuff like this.
Yeah, I know. I work.
What the hell you think I was doing?
Well, yeah.
Do I want to drive 3 hours two ways? No! But they said the Nationwide Tour had wanted to...
Get out. Okay.
Their contract was up, but they kept their name on there, obviously, for dual purpose there.
Right.
You don't want to go, which league is that? We don't have a sponsor. Mm-hmm. But web.com got on 10 years, $100 million sponsorship get on. So they just switched it immediately. And Chad Martison, the guy, said, you'll still see some Nationwide Tour signage if you go this weekend. And by the way, we did give away some tickets. We still have a couple of tickets to give away. If you're going to the Cox Classic or want to go Friday or Saturday, we still have a pair of tickets for those 2 days. Call Jeff now, 888-455-3776. We'll even throw in the clubhouse tickets and the viewing box tickets where you get a little free beverage and free food. And if you want to drive to Omaha just for lunch, there you go. Watch some great golf. Call now, 888-455-ESPN for either Friday or Saturday. Totally lost my train of thought.
Go ahead. The UFL is trying to become like these other sports. NBA has their league that you can play and get into the top spot. Now golf, you know, you're going to have to go to this web.com and you're going to have to get and win in that to become a PGA member. On the tour. UFL, they're trying to think, well, this is a great way to farm these people into the NFL. It's not going to work. You know, the NFL, it doesn't need a farm league. We tried that with,
everything, the USFL.
Yeah, USFL,
the XFL.
Right. It's just, so give it up. Four teams, it's not even going to be financially successful. So, yeah, just, that's my rant. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay. You ready, man? Talked about that yesterday. Talked about that. Oh, got to throw this out. I don't know if you listened at all yesterday with your busy schedule, but the Tri-City Storm released their promotion schedule, what they're doing every night for the home games. And, of course, one of the things that stood out yesterday, and we talked with Damon Day about this, is that November 24th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, is Star Wars night.
Yes.
Which Star Wars character would you be?
I will be... Well, you take a look at me. I'm either going to have to be... Darth Vader, or I'm not even going to say it because it just, yeah,
no,
I was waiting for you
no,
to.
You're not.
I was waiting
no,
for you to
you're
slam
not,
me.
You're not even. You're not
Boba Fett.
Yeah, it ain't happening. Scott Gucheski has got a couple of birdies here. He parred the first like 12 holes, and then he got a couple of birdies, so he's 200 through 15. He's playing. He played the back first, so he's on the front. You got to hope that he at least birdies number 9, the fun hole out there, which is that drivable par 4. But right now, the leaderboard, 6 under par, is still the leader: Brad Elder, Chris Wilson, Jim Herman, and Luke Guthrie are your leaders right now at the Cox Classic. And why were we having this discussion? Last night, another Oregon player got thrown out of a Major League Baseball game, or what happened? Minor league?
Yeah, in a single A, is a Cubs affiliate, so naturally that's how I found out about it. The umpire threw out the PA announcer for playing three blind mice because of a blown call, and so that kind of reminded me of back in the day when Lambert, the old College World Series guy.
Lambert Bartak, who played the Oregon. We were having a discussion about, you thought he got thrown out of the Cubs. We're both right. I'm going to give you that. He did get thrown out, but he got thrown out of a Royals game, not a College World Series game.
Right.
Both played, obviously, at Rosenblatt. But Bartak holds the dubious distinction of, at that time, being one of two organists to be ejected from a baseball game because he played the Mickey Mouse theme.
Which only makes sense.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Bye-bye.
You're out here.
You're out. Bye-bye. Our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Do you take the over or under on the Packers winning 12 games this season?
Over.
Like the Philadelphia Phillies, they are due.
I know they are.
They are
I
due
know.
To not be so great.
I know.
12 is a great number.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And I'm going to give them the, you know what? I'll tell you what, over, under, or exactly 12, I would take exactly 12. I'm going to go under.
If you were giving me the option, to take 12, I'll take 12. But if I have to go over and under, I'm going to take over.
Jeff doesn't give us the right
odds. I understand that.
It's over or under.
I understand that.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to say under. I would, but boy, 11-5 is about all the under you could go there. But I'm going to go under. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. The over-unders are out for the NFL teams. Do you take the over or the under on the Packers? Which team was the biggest winner at the Major League Baseball trade deadline yesterday? Pretty even across the board, although the Dodgers, according to your vote, the winner at 33%. And don't forget, today is the last day to get signed up for the Coors Golf Scramble at Kearney Country Club. With that Saturday and Sunday, it's a four-person golf scramble. The Coors annual, they've got a great teams in there. It's almost full, but when I was talking to the gang yesterday, they still have room as of yesterday afternoon for a couple of teams. Shotgun starts Saturday at either 8 a.m. or 1:30. Then everybody tees off at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Your entry fee includes the two rounds of golf, the cart, the steak dinner, the four complimentary Coors or Miller drink tickets. There's a Calcutta Saturday night and a whole lot more. On Friday, you could play a practice round for a minimal fee. And Friday night, there's a shootout at 6 p.m. You can find out more. We've got the whole entry form on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com for the Coors four-person scramble this weekend at the Kearney Country Club. Contact the club at 237-2553. Big story of the day is the USA Today coaches poll is out. Nebraska is ranked 16th.
Wow.
You think that's high?
I think that's – for Nebraska, no. No, I think that's fine. No, I think that's good. I think LSU is high. I think those
are – Can't get any higher than LSU. They're number one.
Number one.
Just edging out defending national champion Alabama are 2, USC 3, Oklahoma 4, Oregon 5. Michigan is 8th, Wisconsin 12th, Michigan State 13th, and Nebraska is 16th. And those are the Big Ten teams that are ranked. Notre Dame is 24th. In the poll.
Go Irish.
Maybe we'll discuss that a little bit more tomorrow with Tom Deanhart of the Big Ten Network. Football analyst will join us. Also, Brian Munson from the Big Red Report, Scout.com, will join us. And our Big Ten football preview, we're going to talk to the big, smart offensive guard from Penn State, John Urschel, who has, I don't think, got anything but an A in any class in his college career. So we're going to talk with him tomorrow. I want to thank Nate Shieldhouse and Steve Sponberg. Shieldhouse, the quarterback at Illinois. Steve Sponberg, coach of the state champion Sutton senior baseball team, for joining us on the show today. And Mark Baldwin, as always, thanks for the time. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Take care.
Hey, have a great day, everyone. The Cox Classic currently on the Golf Channel. We'll keep you up to date this afternoon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.